Have everybody. We'll proceed with agenda item number two, report and possible discussion on Possum Kingdom hydroelectric generating facility decommissioning update by Troy Lassen, Business Development Manager, Upper Basin.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Chairman. Good afternoon, Directors. My name is Troy Glasson. I'm the Customer Relations Business Manager for the Upper Basin. I'm also the project coordinator for the decommissioning project. It's also affectionately known around here as the Controlled Outlet Conduit Project. More recently, Nancy, if you'd advance the slide. Directors, you have seen the first two slides. I wanted to include those to reorient you with the project site. This is the Morris Shepherd Dam and the powerhouse where the controlled outlet conduit is to be installed. You can see the headgate tower at the top of the slide. We're going to put in a new headgate and hoist system for the new controlled outlet conduit that will run down right here. And the existing penstocks that you see will be taken out and capped off. Next slide, please, Nancy. This is another visual of the proposed site. You can see how the controlled outlet will come down through the powerhouse, and outside the powerhouse will be a 78-inch and a 42-inch valve. I also wanted to make sure that you were aware of the lake elevations that are associated with Morris Shepherd, 999 being the top of the dam. We can release through the spillway gates to 987. 976 is our low flow, and we can reach 921 down at the controlled outlet conduit. Next slide, please, Nancy. This is our most recent timeline for all the tasks that are associated with the project. The gray shaded area represents tasks that are already complete. Largely, these tasks dealt with dealing with FERC and getting FERC to approve A, our license surrender, and then B, our design plans. We're currently in the middle of awarding contracts. Most of the contracts have been awarded. We have awarded the engineering and the construction GC contracts. We are now into actual construction. The powerhouse is being abated of lead and asbestos currently, and further on down the road will include a window replacement that is associated with that. Soon enough, we'll be constructing the headgate, and our plan is to be finished and have the controlled outlet conduit operational by November of this year. The balance of work should be complete by March of 2013, and FERC has asked us to, within 40 days of completion of construction, to let them know, and that's when the FERC order will take effect. That's April, May, roughly, spring of 2013. If you have any questions, please feel free to stop me at any time. Next slide, please, Nancy. This is a look at the total budget for the project. Recall that at the January meeting, we combined the controlled outlet conduit project with the powerhouse lead and asbestos abatement. The total project is now $9.3 million. Previously, it was about $6.8 million. We increased it to expedite construction in case lake levels receded to a level where we were no longer able to make releases. Actual spending to date, you can see the numbers in that column as well. Total number spent to date is almost $1 million, $800,000, or 9% of the total budget.
What's your estimated completion date on the outlet conduit?
It's November. It should be operational.
This November?
Yes, sir. November, it should be operational, and then by March, fully functional. Apparently, we can operate it manually or electronically as soon as they get all the gears in place. But
spend a lot of money pretty quick, then.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. And we'll update you accordingly. And then I believe that's the last slide, Nancy. This is kind of a picture that Fries and Nichols has provided of what you can expect the valves to look like. We'll have, like I said, a 78-inch capable of releasing 1,500 CFS and a 42-inch valve capable of releasing 600 CFS.
What are our minimum requirements if we got down to that point? How much water are we supposed to be releasing?
Well, Nancy, would you go back to the original aerial view? Right there. One more. Right there. You can see the spillway gates right here. They're capable of releasing 9,000 CFS each when the lake is full. There are nine of them. You can see a low flow, environmental flow type release right here. These valves are capable of releasing 100 CFS. So between 987, which is the bottom of the spillway, and 976, which is where this valve is, we can release between 9,000, and that number gradually goes down to 100 CFS per valve. There's nine of these, and there's three of these. I've been told that when we were generating, we were releasing close to 3,000 CFS. It was a little less than that, I believe. When we're complete, with the COC, we'll be able to release 2,100 CFS. And that's what we told FERC that we'd be able to release, and that's what we're being held to. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you.